There were many seasonal stories in the evening news this week, as you will hear in the next items. The first news was bad. A company that has been promising to arrange Christmas parties has cancelled the events, and so far the promised refunds have not emerged. There was much better news for a Norwich publisher who had a hit this year with a Man Booker Prize shortlisted novel, but nevertheless was facing bankruptcy. A Portuguese restaurant in Norwich is offering free Christmas meals for older people, and a Norfolk barber is offering free Christmas haircuts to the homeless.
A Norfolk business owner has promised customers they will receive refunds for a series of cancelled Christmas events, despite claims that she's been hiding from questions. Julia Pardo, owner of the Norfolk Christmas Party Company, cancelled her events at the Boudica Hotel in November. However, a Norfolk mum of three has said Ms. Pardo is impossible to get hold of and that she has given up trying to get her money back. Ms. Pardo says she is working through the refund process and that she's only human. Stephanie Anderson from King's Lynn bought five tickets to the magical-themed banquet event, spending £78. She said, "We initially got an email saying the events had been cancelled and directed us to a link where refunds could be requested. However, there was no refund button on the link. I've tried to contact the organiser two or three times, but never had anything back. The numbers just ring through to voicemail." The event was cancelled following a row between Ms. Pardo and the event venue, the Boudica Hotel.
Customers are rallying around a business that has been left £40,000 out of pocket, putting its future on the line. Galley Beggar Press launched a GoFundMe campaign yesterday morning, which has already raised more than £30,000. The Norwich-based independent publishers have been left with a black hole in their accounts after one of their creditors went into liquidation. Owners Eloise Miller and Sam Jordison said it was the sort of money that they never normally play with, but had taken the order of 8,000 books because they were the sole publisher of Man Booker Prize shortlisted novel Duck's Newburyport. Now, more than 1,000 customers have given anything they could, from hundreds of pounds, to keep the husband and wife team in business. Independent publishers must survive for the good of culture.
A restaurant in Norwich will dish out free Christmas dinners to older people to combat loneliness. Jorge Santos, co-owner of Jorge's in Orford Yard, was inspired by restaurants in Carteira in the Algarve, where free Christmas dinners for the community are a tradition. The 57-year-old said, "It is giving something back to the community. We wanted it to be for people who don't have the chance to go out and enjoy themselves or meet and talk with other people." The restaurant will serve a three-course dinner, including a glass of port and traditional Portuguese sweet king's cake, to a group of 24 specially selected older guests. The dinner has been coordinated with Age UK in Norwich as part of its Giving Back to the Local Community initiative. According to the charity, loneliness is a big issue for the city's older population.
A Norfolk barber has teamed up with a homeless charity to provide a boost to those living on the streets. Gary Hemant, 27, reached out to Norwich-based charity FABB, that's Food and Beverage Buggies, and asked if there was any demand for his barbering services on their weekly run of giving out hot meals to the homeless. The charity welcomed his support, and after going out with them on one of their Thursday night runs, he now plans to give his time once a month. Mr. Hammond said, "Your hair and how you look is such an intrinsic part of how you feel about yourself. And to be able to be a part of providing a little bit of happiness to people who are struggling is really rewarding to me."